Turn to the book of Proverbs, and I want to speak to you. We want to chat together, and I want to speak to you about in this series of wisdom for living, relationships in a broken world. So we're going to look at relationships. What does a godly husband look like? But this is bigger than I hate to only think that we're speaking about a husband. We're actually speaking about leadership. We're speaking about what are the character qualities that God expects from men? I know there's something here for everyone. Now, the purpose for the dealing with the subjects that I've been dealing with the last couple of times in regard to the relationship within marriage is to warn us that marriage is not to be entered into casually without serious consideration of the consequences of such a decision. When one enters marriage, he or she makes a vow that God obligates you to keep. And we saw that in chapter 20, verse 25. And so we are encouraging and some application to those of us, not only who are thinking of entering marriage or hope to enter marriage one day, but also those of us who've already entered into marriage, that we strive to become the kind of mate, the kind of husband, or the kind of wife that Proverbs holds before us as the biblical idea. Now, Proverbs encourages us to choose a life partner based on character. And that's really what we're going to be looking at tonight, the character of a godly man. For those already married, we should not focus our attention on how our spouse fails to measure up, but rather on how we ought to strive to meet that standard, right? So if you are already married, you have absolutely zero control over your spouse to force them to be anything when it comes to character. You can't change them, and they can't change you. Now, if you nag them enough, or if you threaten them maybe, you might get a little bit of outward compliance for a minute or two. But the end of that route is bitterness and retaliation and no change of heart. Okay? So the purpose of this is not for you to look at your spouse and point a finger left or right. The point of this is for us each one, married or unmarried, to evaluate ourselves in the life in the view of Proverbs. There's no quick solution. So those of you who are not married, there's no quick solution for marrying the wrong person. The wrong person becomes the right person the moment you say, "I do." And Proverbs assumes that you live with that mistake, if it was a mistake. Because divorce is not an option. Marriage is a divine institution, and Proverbs 19:14 reminds us that it is God who gives a man a virtuous wife. She is a gift to him from God. And so separating and all of those things are not a biblical biblical option. Now, I know some are saying, well, but there's the exception clauses. Yes, there are. Because of the hardness of your heart. That's the only reason they're there. Because you have a hard heart. Not because it's like plan B if plan A didn't work very well. Okay? That's not what it's meant to be. So a man's choice of a mate can be his making or breaking, either delight or a disaster. And we saw that last time in chapter 18, verse 22 and 21:19. And so remember, Proverbs is this book of wisdom written by Solomon and a couple of other writers, but it written to a young man, his son, who he refers to again and again throughout the book. It is intended to teach a young man how to become a godly leader. It is fitting that it also instructs young women about the kind of man they should seek to marry if God should so lead them. a man who would become a godly leader in their home. So two times ago, we looked at the character traits of a godly friend. They're faithful. They rebuke us when necessary. They're thoughtful and tactful. They offer wise counsel, and they sharpen us. There were five things that we looked at two times ago when we looked at a godly friend. And I put it in this part of our series because your spouse ought to be your friend. We ought to strive and work at friendship with our spouse. So godly spouse evidences the qualities of a godly friend. Secondly, and last time, we looked at the character traits of a godly wife. And again, there were five that we looked at. She's godly, she's gracious, she's wise, she honors her husband, and she's faithful to her husband. Those are the five that we saw in the book of Proverbs. In today's lesson, we want to look at the character traits of a godly husband, or I could just take out husband and say a godly leader, okay? Because I don't want you to think that it's just the husbands, that all of us as men are to reflect these character traits. And this is what Proverbs is, the writer of Proverbs is exhorting his son, who clearly is not yet married, in these things. Now, there were five character traits that we looked at of a godly friend and five character traits of a godly wife. And we have 21 character traits for a godly man, a godly husband. Why in the book of Proverbs does God say so much to the man? Now, he says things to the woman as well, but not near the quantity as to the man. So here's what I'm going to do. We're going to move as quickly as we can. I'm just going to start here on the front. I have many verses. I can post this online, I guess, if you want all of it. I can post these notes later so you can have all the verses. But I just want one verse for each one. Some of these I have four, five, or six verses, but we can't do it because there's not time. But my goal is that we see all 21. So I'm just going to go around. If you don't want to read, just say no. Just shake your head no. It's fine. But I got to get 21 verses out, okay? So Simon 12:10. It's all in the book of Proverbs, okay? 12:10. 28:10. 12:11. 12:17 and 19. 17 and 19. 12:15. 12:18. Corbin. 14:21. 28:13. No? You don't have a Bible. Okay, Pastor Gideon. 19:1. Chiletso 17:17. Divi 19:11. 28:13. I'm coming across. Okay. 15:25 and 33. 25 and 33 in chapter 15. 17:1. 14:29. I'm going to give you several, okay? 31:3-9. 31:3-9. 29:7. Marie, you good with that one? 29:7. 17:9, Saidi, I think I'm over here. 13:13. Who's, is that Kennedy? 13:13. 27:4, Leah. 15:15? Okay. All right. And I hope the one that I chose will be sufficient because I have lots of others. But here we go. A woman should seek a man who is wise. Here are 21 character traits of a godly man. 21. Here's the first one. 12:10. Speak loudly. Okay, turn that microphone on and hand the mic as you go, all right? All right, here's what we glean from 12:10, okay? A wise husband, a godly man, is kind and compassionate. The first part of that verse says, he takes care, he has thought. For, how did it say it? For his beast? For his beast.
even the point of the animals that belong to him. Listen, you show me a man who abuses animals, and I'll show you a man who abuses his wife. I know, that's a heavy statement. But it flows from our character. Well, what did Proverbs say? It says he cares, he takes concern, even for the beasts that belong to him. Number one, a wise husband is kind and compassionate. That's the kind of man you're looking for, ladies. Men, that's the kind of men you're to be. Number two, 28:10.
Whoever leads the upright along an evil path will fall into their own trap, but the blameless will receive a good inheritance.
Okay, and also 29:24, which I didn't give. Here's the point. A wise husband is honest. He's upright. He's honest. He doesn't cheat. He doesn't steal. He's honest. Okay, the next one. I'm not even sure what some of these, which one I gave. I think it was 12:11. Was it 12:11? Who has 12:11? Right back 12, here. 11. No, back here. 12:11.
Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits lacks sense.
Okay, you can also look at 27:23-27. A godly man, a wise husband is what? What's the principle? Read it again.
Whoever works his land will have plenty of bread, but he who follows worthless pursuits lacks sense.
A wise husband, what's the character trait? Hardworking. He works hard. He's a hardworking person. 12:17-19.
17 is, an honest witness tells the truth, but a false witness tells lies.
19.
Truthful lips endure forever, but lying tongues last only a moment.
So a wise husband is?
Truthful.
Okay? So, and that does go along with honesty, doesn't it? Honesty is like this broad category, right? He's upright, he's faithful, he's honest in his dealings. But he also speaks the truth. Proverbs has much to say about truthfulness. All right, 12:15.
The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but a wise man listens to advice.
Okay. I'm going to read one more to give you the clue. 16:32 says, whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. What do you think it is? A wise husband is what? Has what? Who said that? Self-control. That's it. So a godly man has and exercises self-control. That's number five. Number six, 12:18.
The word of the reckless pierce like swords, but the tongue of the wise brings healing.
All right, and 15:1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath. Verse 2 says, the tongue of the wise commends knowledge. What do you think this one is? A wise husband has what? Okay, good. Yep, that's spot on. I'd put a gentle tongue, but gracious speech, a gentle tongue. There's a gentleness about how he speaks. Right? Look, none of us hit that 100%, do we? None of us. But that's what we should be striving for, isn't it? Because that's what a godly man does. He has a gentle tongue. Not a harsh tongue. Not a cutting tongue. Not an abusive tongue. He has a gentle tongue. 14:21. A wise husband is what? 14:21.
Whoever despises his neighbor is a sinner, but blessed is he who is generous to the poor.
Okay, second part of the verse, what would that tell you about a godly man or a wise husband is what? Generous, not stingy. right? Generous, has an open hand, willing to give, willing to be even sometimes taken advantage of, right? Generous. All right, 28:13. A wise husband is willing to be what? 28:13.
Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will obtain mercy.
Okay, 15:12 says, a scoffer does not like to be reproved. Anybody figure that one out? What's that one? A wise husband or a godly man is willing to be corrected. Corrected. And he listens to wise counsel. And I put in my notes, a wise husband, a godly man is willing to be corrected even by his wife. By his wife. He listens. He listens to counsel. 19:1, did I give 19:1?
Yes. 19:1, better is a poor person who walks in his integrity than one who is crooked in speech and is a fool.
Okay, so a godly man or a wise husband is a man of?
Integrity.
Integrity. Integrity. 17:17.
A friend loves at all time, and a brother is born for a difficult time.
Okay. Yes. 20. I'm just trying to keep my own place here. 29 in verse 2, along that same line, says this: when the righteous increase, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. A wise husband is faithful and reliable. Kind of two ways of saying maybe the same thing. A wise husband is faithful and reliable. 19:11, see if you can pick this one. The second part of this verse. A wise husband is, 19:11.
If you are sensible, you will control your temper. When someone wrongs you, it is a great virtue to ignore it.
Okay. So what is that second part? When someone wrongs you, it's a great virtue to ignore it or to overlook it, the ESV says. Godly man, a wise husband is what? Virtuous. What does he do? I heard something. Yes, yes. Yes, he's forgiving. He's forgiving. He's willing to overlook a wrong. Not going to hold a grudge. He's willing to be wronged, take the wrong, set the wrong aside, and forgive, whether he's asked to be forgiven or not. In other words, if someone comes and asks to be forgiven or not, doesn't make a difference. He lives in a spirit of forgiveness, not bitterness. That's a godly man. Forgiving. He's forgiving. He overlooks an offense, it says. A wise husband, a godly man, is willing to, 28:13. 28:13, did somebody have that?
He who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will have mercy.
Okay, so a wise husband or a godly man is willing to what? Confess sin? Yes. I had put in my notes, admit when he's wrong. You know how many men can't admit that they're wrong? Ever. Ever. What about you, men? Are you able to acknowledge that you're wrong? Do those words ever come out of your mouth? I was wrong. That was, yes, and then the next one should be, will you forgive me? Right? In some of our cultures, we are taught that a man is never wrong. Right? But the wise man, the wise husband, the godly man admits he's wrong. All right, who has the next one? I'm not sure what scripture I gave. I have so many of them here.
Proverbs 15:25 and 33. Okay. The Lord tears down the house of the proud, but maintains the widow's boundaries. The fear of the Lord is instruction in wisdom, and humility comes before honor.
Okay, so a wise husband is?
Humble.
Like our Lord Jesus Christ, humble. Right? It takes humility to admit you're wrong. It takes humility to be corrected. It's humility. And a wise husband, a godly man, is humble. Right? We saw that. We weren't looking at that piece of it. But the fool is the one who displays his anger. Right? That's the opposite of humility. So a wise husband is humble. I'm jumping ahead of myself here. Was it 17:1? Is that the one I gave?
Yeah, 17:1. Better is a dry morsel with quiet than a house full of feasting with strife.
Okay, could you just repeat it one more time, a little bit louder?
Better is a dry morsel with quiet than a house full of feasting with strife.
Okay, better is just a little bit of dry bread than a house filled with strife. We have something similar in chapter 18, verse 1, that whoever isolates himself seeks his own desire. He breaks out against all sound judgment, it says. And then in verse 19, a brother offended is more unyielding than a strong city, and quarreling is like the bars of a castle. So a wise husband or a godly man is not contentious, but he is a peacemaker. He's a peacemaker. All right. Again, I've got so many. I'm not sure which one I gave, but Tim, whatever one it was.
14:29.
Okay.
Proverbs 14:29. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly.
Okay, good. I think that one's self-explanatory. Verse 32 of chapter 16. Whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty. He who rules his spirit than he who conquers a city. So a wise husband or a godly man has control of his temper. It's not flying off the handle, right? Next one, 31:3-9.
Do not give your strength to women, your ways to those who destroy kings. It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it is not for kings to drink wine, or for rulers to take strong drink, lest they drink and forget what has been decreed and pervert the rights of all the afflicted. Give strong drink to the one who is perishing, and wine to those in bitter distress. Let them drink and forget their poverty, and remember their misery no more. Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy.
Okay, so a wise husband, a godly man, is a man who avoids excesses. And you see that in chapter 20, 23, 29. Again and again, right? He's not someone who's given to excess. So he avoids excesses. 29:7.
A righteous man knows the rights of the poor. A wicked man does not understand such knowledge.
All right, good. A wise husband has concern for others, especially the poor and the oppressed. Has a sensitivity, a compassion for the poor and for the oppressed. 17:9.
Whoever covers offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends.
All right, a godly man, a wise husband, can keep a confidence. He's not a gossip. He doesn't take what he hears from one person and runs off and starts talking about it to somebody else. Okay, so he can keep a confidence. What's the next one that I gave? Was it 13:13?
13:13.
Okay, go.
13:13. Whoever despises the word brings destruction on himself, but he who reveres the commandment will be rewarded.
Okay. 14:26 says, in the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence, and his children will have a refuge. So here's number 19. A wise husband fears God and obeys his word. Fears God and obeys his word. 27:4.
Anger is cruel and fury overwhelming, but who can stand before jealousy?
A wise husband is not jealous. That's speaking of a strong feeling of possessiveness and intolerance of rivals or things that they feel rival their ownership, their possession. And often manifests itself in control, anger, or other manipulation. Jealousy. It's manipulative. It's controlling. All right? And a wise husband, a godly man, is not jealous in that sense. All right? Was it 15:15? That's the last one? Okay.
15:15. All the days of the afflicted are evil, but the cheerful of heart has a continual feast.
Okay. 17:22 says, a joyful heart is a good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. So here's number 21. A wise husband or a godly man has a positive outlook on life. All right, so what's the point here of Proverbs is that these are character traits that ought to be reflected in the heart and in the life of every one of us as men, young and old. And those of you who are ladies who hope one day, maybe, if God wills, that you will find a husband, you ought to be looking for a husband who manifests these kinds of qualities. Kind and compassionate, honest, hardworking, truthful, exercises self-control, has a gentle tongue, is generous, willing to be corrected, a man of integrity, faithful and reliable, forgiving, willing to admit he is wrong, humble, not contentious, but a peacemaker, has control of his temper, is a man who avoids excesses, has a concern for others, especially the poor and oppressed, can keep a confidence, fears God and obeys his word, is not jealous, and number 21, has a positive outlook on life. Ladies, you ought to seek a man who exhibits the qualifications of 1 Timothy chapter 3 as Paul lists to Timothy and gives Timothy the qualifications for elders and deacons. The qualifications of church leaders and the wise in Proverbs are very similar to one another. Proverbs was written to train young leaders. Paul is speaking to a young man, Timothy, a young leader. And in this statement in chapter 3 of 1 Timothy, essentially summarizes what Proverbs says that a godly man, a godly leader looks like. Listen to what he wrote. This saying is trustworthy. If anyone aspires to the office of overseer, he desires a noble task. Verse 2. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife, sober-minded, self-controlled, respectable, hospitable, able to teach, not a drunkard, not violent, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not a lover of money. He must manage his own household well, with all dignity, keeping his children submissive. For someone does not know how to manage his own household, how will he care for God's church? He must not be a recent convert, or he may become puffed up with conceit and fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace and the condemnation, and into the snare of the devil. Deacons likewise must be dignified, not double-tongued, not addicted to much wine, not greedy for dishonest gain. They must hold the mystery of the faith with a clear conscience. Let them first be tested, and then let them serve as deacons if they prove themselves blameless. Their wives likewise must be dignified, not slanderers, but sober-minded, faithful in all things. Let deacons each be the husband of one wife, managing their children and their households well. For those who serve well as deacons gain a good standing for themselves and also great confidence in the faith, faith that is in Christ Jesus. Ladies, that's the kind of man you want to find, and that's the kind of man you want to marry. So what's the point for tonight's lesson? Well, one point is that the ideal spouse embodies a godly character marked by spiritual maturity, demonstrated through a growing love for God, that manifests itself in obedience to his will and an increasing capacity to love others selflessly. So what can we take away from this? Well, parents, let's teach our children to seek godly character in themselves and in those whom they associate. We must teach them by word and deed. The permanence of the marriage commitments and the delights of marriage, that when both partners seek to be a godly woman and a godly man and honor God. Secondly, don't confuse personality with character. Don't confuse, this is a big mistake that is made. We confuse personality with character, right? So to those who may be married in the future, your choice of a life partner should be based on character, not charm or outward beauty. Your mate should manifest the characteristics of the wise person found in the book of Proverbs. Some married women are tempted to look down on their husbands because their husbands are quieter or less aggressive. And some men think that the ideal submissive wife is shy and passive. In both cases, personality has been confused with character. You may have a husband who's an introvert, very quiet, not out there. But if he's a man of character, you are of all women most blessed. He might not be the life of the party, but if he's a man of godly character. You might have a woman who's talkative and she's all over the place. But if she's a woman of godly character, you have a treasure. So God help us to become men and women that reflect the wisdom of Solomon. Men and women of godly character. It's not good enough, ladies, that he has a job or big muscles or a car. Right? Let me tell you, that stuff is immaterial. What is he on the inside? Let's strive to be men and women of godly character. Amen? Father, may we strive to that end. And may your Holy Spirit within us produce these admirable and desirable qualities in our lives. Lord, none of us match up to those 21 points 100%. Likely in every area, there's room for improvement in all of our lives. But may we desire to be godly men. May we desire to be wise husbands. May from this church and from this community, you raise up women who love you, women of godly character, and men who love you, men of godly character. We might serve you faithfully, that we might glorify you. You might be pleased to pour out your blessings upon the wise. We pray in Jesus' name.